Okay, let's move along to John, who's calling us from Bremerton, and apparently reads Green Medicine Newsletter, it says here.
I do, and I saw the article on the cancer with the dog worm pills.
Yeah, wasn't that amazing, sir?
Well, what was amazing about it is that I have a good friend on the East Coast, and 5 or 6 years, maybe, 10 years ago, he had colon cancer.
Uh-huh.
And it came back, and they took out a lot of his liver, and now it's in his bones, and it was just found in his brain. And, you know, he's in the get a short calendar because you don't need a long one time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I suggest things to people, it's always, well, Dr. John, you know, you don't really need to listen to him. And I've read the article, and it seems to be kind of compelling. So I'm just wondering if you would, I mean, you wouldn't have published it, I suspect, if you didn't believe that it was probably a good thing.
Well, what I did, sir, is once I read that original, as you probably read in the newsletter, once I read the original from Dr. David Williams, thank you, Dr. David Williams, I went to what's called PubMed, the National Library of Medicine, and I started looking that stuff up. And as it said in the newsletter, I found 19 articles on different versions of the dog worming pill. And of those 19, 18 of them found that the stuff kills various cancer cells, including colon cancer cells, and only one out of 19 found that it didn't work, sir. So that kind of convinces me, because you get one out of 19 where it doesn't work and 18 out of 19 where it does, and there it is in the National Library of Medicine, which means it's been published in a medical journal and on peer-reviewed and all that good stuff. It's just that it's not patentable, as I keep complaining about, and so nobody ever wants to tell us about it.
So I was wondering, fenbendazole?
Yeah, that's one of the, they all end with bendazole. There's a flubendazole and a fenbendazole and another bendazole, but yeah. Hmm?
Would that be a good one for colon cancer-related stuff, do you think?
Especially since it killed colon cancer cells, yes, sir. That's what was found by the PubMed people.
Sounds great. So any chance it works on prostate cancer?
I don't recall if the prostate cancer was in there, sir, but the nice thing about it is about the worst we can get is a die-off reaction of the cells, and it's that safe, and it's given to doggies all the time, and nobody's ever heard of a doggie dying of it. So let me just say, if it were me and I knew I had a cancer, that's one of the things I'd be all over, sir, especially because it's inexpensive and you don't need a prescription, and yet there's all this stuff in PubMed, the National Library of Medicine, that says that it works.
Okay, well, I'll try again, and I might even do it myself. So, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, and thank you for calling. And I'm going to mention, just before we get to Jim and Ray and Michael, that this issue of Green Medicine Newsletter, I owe a big thank you to Dr. David Williams, who writes a newsletter. I've read his newsletter for years because I can always learn something, and I thought it was one of the best out there, and he announced his retirement, and he's no longer going to be writing a newsletter, but in that almost final newsletter, he gave permission to talk about it, to distribute it, to give it to your friends and photocopy it, and that was the entire newsletter about how dog worming pills kill cancer. And he presented two cases of people who cured their own cancer with dog worming pills, and they hadn't hurt themselves any. And so that's why I say I looked it up online, and oh my goodness, how come I haven't heard about this before? Thank you, Dr. Williams. And since he gave permission to tell everybody about it, we posted, thank you, Dr. Williams, his newsletter at the Green Medicine Newsletter website, and anybody who's a subscriber can read the whole blinking thing anytime they want to, time of day or night. It's just remarkable. It's amazing. And I don't know why I didn't trip over that one before. But that's okay, for now anyway. We've now got it posted. You can read all about the science, and I do mean the hard science. I mentioned in there 19 articles I found before I got too tired to stay up all night, and 18 of them showed this stuff killed cancers, and not only that, it's available online. It's available probably at your local pet food store, all those places, and it kills cancers, and nobody ever told us about it.